Hi, it's Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Thank you for supporting all of our sponsors. Here's a quick word from one of them, and enjoy today's Armed American Radio broadcast.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ica.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside these Crossbreed Holster studios with me. How the heck are you? Happy Memorial Day weekend, right? Memorial Day. Say happy Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend is we remember why we're able to do what we're able to do here. Happy weekend? Yeah, it is. I want you to enjoy the weekend and get out and have a great time. It's the official start of summer. Summer never ends at my house. At least I try to think that way. But let's not forget why we're able to talk about all of the great things we talk about on Armed American Radio. Now in our 10th year, by the way. Isn't that amazing? 10 years together. Wow, it's really something. And this hour is going to be a little bit fun. We're going to do something different. First off, hour one, Stephen Gutowski, Free Beacon. He's amazing. And he got picked up. Some of his stuff was quoted in a number of other national pieces over the last few weeks. You know, Stephen has spent a long time covering for the Free Beacon issues relating to our right to keep and bear arms. And as a result of that, he's a go-to source of mine, one of many, and he's just such a great guest. His finger is on the pulse, and we appreciate everything he does at the Free Beacon. Some of you may be wondering, where's Alan Gottlieb again? It's because it's a holiday weekend. We want everybody, the regulars on here, to be able to take some downtime. We had Alan last week, and we had just a phenomenal hour with him, and a lot of great information from Mr. Gottlieb. Take some downtime this week. In hour two, I'm going to do something entirely different for you because it's Memorial Day weekend. We're going to lay off everything else for this hour of the program. And I'm going to, if you know anything about me and you've listened to this program at all over the years, you know I love to grill. You know I love my barbecue smokers. And a number of years ago, along with my guest and good friend and longtime contributor to the show, George the Mad Ogre Hill, we concocted kind of out of the blue, accidentally, the segments that became wildly popular and affectionately known as grilling while armed. And now grilling encompasses barbecue, not just grilling over direct heat, but also barbecue, smoking, long, low, and slow cooks. We used it. It just didn't sound as good to say barbecuing while armed. It sounded better, quite frankly, to say grilling while armed. And they've become interchangeable here over the years. Many of you have sent me photographs of yourselves cooking and barbecuing with your sidearms and matching up and pairing, and that's the whole thing we put in context with grilling while armed. I would give out a great recipe, and George the Mad Ogre Hill, who has been my longtime firearm expert and consultant, would then pair that classic dish with whatever firearm he thought would go with it, and lo and behold, grilling while armed was born. So we're going to put aside everything in this hour, and I'm going to tell you that earlier in the week, I was able to catch up with Mr. Ben Lang of Lang Barbecue Smokers. Now, if you know anything about barbecue or watch anything on TV, the barbecue cookers, there's two names that will come to mind. Some of you may know more, I do, but there's two names that come to mind. First one's Myron Mixon. Myron is obviously very popular on all of the barbecue cook-offs and so forth. And Myron is known as the winningest man in barbecue. What you may not know about Myron is that prior to him having his own line of cookers, Myron was cooking on a Lang. And if you watch any of the barbecue cook shows, you see them cooking on a Lang barbecue cooker. And I got to tell you, this being Memorial Day weekend, my Lang barbecue cooker has been rolling for about 7 straight days now. Some of you may have seen the photographs, but I have had tons of great food come off of that thing in just the last week, and we're going to continue to do it over the weekend. I've got a 36 Hybrid Deluxe from Lang, and after talking with Ben Lang, I'd been saving up for one of these things and wanted one of these things for a long, long time. And I was finally able to get with Mr. Lang, and I said, you know what, I'm going to pull the trigger on this thing. And lo and behold, the 36 Hybrid Deluxe Smoker Lang Barbecue Cooker. It is the Maserati. It is the Lamborghini of cookers. Resides now at Armed American Radio Ranch. So with no further ado, let's jump over to Ben Lang, who's going to stay with us for the hour. We're going to have a great time. Get out a pen and a paper. You're going to want to take down some of these ingredients, and you're going to learn a lot about barbecuing and what it means, and maybe some differences between grilling and barbecuing and how we do it on the big smokers that he's got. Ben Lang, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. It is a real pleasure to have you here.
Mark, I'm excited to be there with you, man. Really excited. It's been the highlight of the week.
Well, I got to tell you, your cooker, I got to go back. I got to tell you, now you know this because we've talked a lot over the past and off air and so forth, but when I first started looking for a cooker, I mean a cooker, not just a grill, your name immediately came. It rose right to the surface. Anybody in the know knows Lang Barbecue Smokers, kind of like that BDO commercial on TV, right? Anybody who knows BDO. If you know anything about smoke and food, you know about Lang cookers. And I think one of the most important things is because you guys do something different with your cookers, and that's a reverse flow. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, exactly, Mark. Our cookers actually do cook better by design. They have a unique system that lets the heat flow under the food and back over the food before it exits through a smokestack. So the nickname that it got through the years was reverse flow because of the heat flowing under and over the food. The truth of the matter is the mechanism that makes it reverse its flow has always been a griddle, a baffle plate that is a griddle that lets the fat render onto the griddle. The heat runs under and over the food, fat renders, grease drains off and out of the machine the way it's designed, off the griddle actually, but you get a moisture and flavor that's beyond compare. It's just like the true moisture, not mimicked moisture like steam and condensation and things of that nature when you're trying to make barbecue.
Right.
But the food critics actually say that our rig is the quintessential barbecue smoker because of the flavor it punches into food.
You know, it does, and I can tell that firsthand. I kind of want to go back to a lot of people use Weber's. I want to go back in time a little bit here. I want to get some history here, and I'll give you some of my own personal history here and how I graduated to where I am. I've always been a barbecue. I couldn't tell you, Ben. I've never started a gas grill. I've never owned a gas grill in my life. I've started off. My father started me off. I learned how to cook over charcoal when I was about 8 or 9, 10 years old with one of the old classic Weber kettles.
Perfect.
You know, and with charcoal and wood chunks. And I never saw a need to go to gas. My grandfather had a gas grill. I used to rib him about that all the time. But his the extent of his expertise was really he just grilled chicken wings. I started expanding as I got older, and I took that Weber kettle, that it went with me everywhere. You can do some amazing food on a Weber kettle, can't you?
Oh, Weber's a fine product. They're gas grills as well as their charcoal grills. They're fantastic. You know, Weber give us the ultimate flattering lately. We had a delivery this past September in 17 of our famous 36 original patio smoker cooker. Went right to the Weber plant to Robert Stephen himself. Head of R&D. Yeah, I called on Robert and introduced myself and told him how excited we was that he decided to take one of our cookers up there and take a look at it. We just told him that we hoped he had enough sense, and his company did, that they'd buy a product instead of knocking it off.
Well, you know, you can read an awful lot into that. that Weber would take that cooker up there. They're obviously, you said R&D, right? I mean, I guess they're going to take a look at the heat process.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But no, if you look at what's on the market these days, a lot of the grill manufacturers, you know, this is our 30th year in the business.
Unreal.
When we started 30 years ago, I told folks that there'd come a time that everybody that built a cooker would imitate a version of a reverse flow because it just cooked meat too good. It just sizzled and seared it more. You ever had flavor like that on anything?
No, I've not. Exactly. In fact, I did some segments before, and we'll go there throughout the hour as we talk more specifically about some recipes. So I don't want to jump too much ahead, but no, it absolutely does. And I'll tell you about the first thing I cooked on it when I got it after it was delivered. And boy, I got to be honest with you. Let me go back real quick to those Webers for just a second, because a lot of you listening to the program have a Weber cooker, and some of you maybe have not graduated into the whole, man, I just don't cook enough to have one of those. I'm going to fix you on that. It doesn't matter how much you cook. You do have to have one of these things for a lot of different reasons, and I'll explain why. But, Ben, we've got 1 minute, so let me kind of lead into the break with this. I graduated really from the Weber cookers, which I think, you know, anybody who's ever cooked on charcoal has cooked on a Weber or some form of it. Most of us have used Weber. The quintessential barbecue grill. And you can cook indirect heat on that. You can cook direct heat on that. There's a lot of different ways to cook indirect. You can snake the coals around it. You can pile them up on both sides. You can put them over on one side. You know, you can snake it or use a minion method to get the coals going and the wood on there later. There's all kinds of different things you can do. But I've often heard Myron Mitson say he can smoke anything on a Weber grill. When we come back, I want to go through the lineup of the moisture part, and that's the water pans and so forth, and why it's not necessary in a Lang. When we come back, we're going to get neck deep in Lang barbecue smokers and teach you how to cook some amazing food on Memorial Day weekend. Don't go away. All right, this is it. It's the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but this is your absolute last chance to make your dreams come true, because the USCCA is giving 5 of my lucky listeners $1,000 to buy an expensive new Dream Kimber with laser grips and extra ammo. That's right. 5 of you will take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world, and it's completely free. But your chances to win end this Friday. There will be no guns next week. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 5 free chances to win right now. It's that simple. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free. But the USCCA will draw those winners soon. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss this, please. This is your absolute last chance. $1,000 is on the line. Go to armedandresponsible.com. Lock in your 5 chances to win right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-force scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoot house. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ica.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
You hear that? That's Carl training. Carl's doing dry fire practice. Training that all-important trigger finger. Dry fire practice? Yeah, you've tried that once. It was boring as... How can Carl stand this? But Carl doesn't just stand it. Carl loves it. Carl uses a Mantis X sensor to track muzzle movement and see exactly what he's doing, right or wrong, for every single shot right there on his phone. Carl's no dummy. He knows that having instant feedback is the best way to train, and Mantis X is the only system to provide real-time feedback for both live and dry practice. So when Carl is at the range, even at 100 yards, he's still hitting the gong. Get one at MantisX.com with the code AAR for free shipping. Train smarter.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside these Crossbreed Holster Studios over this Memorial Day weekend. It's great to have you here. Remember to check out all of our sponsors, please, at armedamericanradio.com. You can see them scrolling by the bottom. I'm actually drinking a cup of Warfighter Joe coffee right now. It's the last one of the bag again, and I know it's a little bit late to be doing that, but, you know, there's also a sign on the front door that says, no food or drink in studio, right? It's effective as no guns allowed signs in schools when evil decides to act. Hold on 1 second for me. Yeah, okay. No food or drink in studio. I had some pistachios earlier, too, so we see how effective signs are. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Check out all of the sponsors down below. WarfighterTobacco.com. MyPillow. Mike Lindell is going to be co-hosting the show with me in Minneapolis coming up at the end of August for my 8th year broadcasting from the Minnesota State Fair. He is, if we can get everything worked out properly, and he's already said he would do this, but he would sit with me for at least one, if not all three of the 3 hours at the 1280 AM, the Patriot booth in Minneapolis for the State Fair up in August. Love you guys up there. 8 years running. Can't believe it. MyPillow.com. AAR is the promo code. Get 50% off. Mike Lindell supports this program through that promo code and helps us grow it, which is why we're on well over 200 radio stations and growing across the country. I'll have more information on sponsors later. Don't forget also armedandresponsible.com. Today is it. Armedandresponsible.com. Get your name on the list to win one of those checks for $1,000. Five of you are going to win $1,000 to buy that new Kimber Micro with the laser grip and, of course, the extra ammo from the United States Concealed Carry Association. Today's the day. By midnight, get there. Armedandresponsible.com. I'm pleased to be able to bring you from Lang Barbecue Smokers, Mr. Ben Lang, the founder and creator of this amazing product. Ben, welcome back to the show.
Just so happy to be here with you. Great weekend for barbecues. May is, by the way, the barbecue month, and we're celebrating that and winding it up just right with a big Memorial Day weekend.
It certainly is. It is National Barbecue Month. All right, let me knock out these charts. I know a lot of people listening to us have not graduated yet from a charcoal smoker, maybe, or gas, or charcoal cooker, or gas grill, or something like that. And I want to help them along in the process. Okay, I moved from that cooker to one of the bullet smokers. Now, the concept behind that is, Ben, they have a water pan in them, and they keep, right, you know, technically. How does that supposed to work?
Well, they're direct coal heat right at the meat, and it's kind of harsh. So what has to happen is they need something to buffer that heat. So they water pan. It kind of buffers the heat and gives you a little moisture when it's not drying out the meat so much as that direct heat coming at it. So that's kind of the concept in it. It's a great product. It supplies a lot of good cooking for a lot of folks. But many folks, you know, in time, they find that they kind of set the coals off to one side and cook and let it drift over the food and then out, and it's kind of indirect, if you will, instead of direct, like the coals right underneath the meat. So it's just a little bit different cooking. It provides a great product, but I think what we're talking about is upping your game in terms of cooking.
Let's go there. That's exactly a great way to say it.
You've done that. That's what you decided to do when you got your Lang.
Right.
You had already cooked on and got to a point where you felt the need to up your game and get you a better profile and a flavor and a more ease of use. That's where our cookers have become so famous and legendary. The moisture and the flavor is second to none. That's why it's the choice of chefs worldwide at restaurants and resorts, of enthusiasts, competitors, ventures, folks thinking about their second career, folks catering for folks. It's just unbelievable that how much food and eating is a common denominator among mankind. You know, we get up in the morning, what's for supper? Right.
Yeah.
It's the first thing on your mind. And when you can get to a point where you can feed your folks in that center of influence you're in, your family, your friends, you really get at ease all of a sudden. You get to a point where you just relaxed about your cooking. It's kind of like our followers, the people that use our cookers, and you've become one of them. You can get a sense from talking to them that they're kind of got a different demeanor about them than other folks, because the other folks hadn't found that their quest is still on for the best possible food. Whereas the folks that's got the Lang, they've satisfied that quest. They're eating.
You know what I like to say about this? This is a great way to describe it, and you did it without using the word. But Lang cooker smokers, the cookers themselves, the chefs, the owners of a Lang, have arrived. I found what I'm looking for when it was Johnny delivered it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when Johnny delivered this, he and I hit it off immediately, and when he was going through some of the and I felt like I already knew the cooker because of the research I'd done. Of course, I'd already spoken to you a number of times, and Johnny was wonderful when he dropped it off, but you know, I felt like, okay, this I've arrived. And let me tell you about the first thing that went on the cooker. I did what I call my candied ribs, and I did 3 or 4 racks of candied ribs. And I, of course, watched all your videos. And by the way, everything we're talking about here, you can see at langbbqsmokers.com. Lang Barbecue Smokers, langbbqsmokers.com. And I'm looking at the 36-inch smoker cooker series now. I have one of those. But I'm going to talk to you, too, about stepping up your game to maybe going into the 48. We'll go there with Ben in just a moment. But I did my ribs, and I decided I'm going to do something different. Same recipe, Ben. But I didn't wrap them. I do them in a 3-step method, 3 hours over the smoke, then I'll wrap them, 2 hours, then unwrap them, sauce them, and all that stuff. Won't give all that away right now. But the long story short is I didn't do any of that. These things came off that thing championship. I could have turned them in. And that was because
picture
of the way it cooked.
Picture perfect results. Yep.
Picture perfect results.
Yep.
Goof proof.
I mean, you didn't have any bad habits. You already knew what you wanted to accomplish. You didn't have a bunch of bad habits to relearn and start over. You just hit the ground running with your abilities, and our cooker helped you up your game to the point that I know your food's great, but I imagine some of your friends are saying, what in the world are you doing now? What's this all about?
Well, that's a great point, because this cooker is now migrating around my home. I've used it in the side. I use it out front. Right now today I've got it out front under a canopy. I've got a beautiful backyard down in the holler, I call it on the radio, down in the holler, down in the cricket at AAR Ranch, and I've got a lot of room to put it down there. The problem is I don't want to have to fight to get it back up the hills. But nonetheless, they've all eaten it. All of my neighbors within eyeshot have eaten.
It only weighs 800 pounds, right?
Yeah, I think it's even more than that, man. With the deluxe, it's extremely heavy, but it's on the wheels and everything else. But yeah, it goof-proof is right. So let me tell you some of the things I've cooked on it, and then at the end of this segment, when we come back from the break, we'll go into some recipes, and we'll educate some people and give them some fun stuff. So far, I have done probably 15 to 20 meatloaves. And when I do meatloaves, I'm talking about 6 pounds a pop, because I split them up amongst people that want to eat them. So I've done a ton of smoked meatloaf, which is wildly popular. I've done some whole split flat chickens. I'll tell you how I did that when we come back from the break. Whole bunch of those. Can't even count them. Ribs, I can't tell you how many rib racks have come off of them. Boston butts I've had come off there yet. Just the last butt came off yesterday.
And it everything that has come off it, everybody that I know around me that has eaten my food has made the following comment. Dude, I don't think I've ever tasted anything like that that you've made before. And I'm telling you, it's wow. the cooker. Yeah, it yeah. really is. Yeah, true, honest goodness, it's the cooker. When we come back from the break, we'll explain everything we're talking about here and how you can do it too. Don't go away. Armed American Radio, the monster broadcast continues with the great and world-famous barbecue man himself, Ben Lang. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
All right, this is it. It's the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but this is your absolute last chance to make your dreams come true. Because the USCCA is giving five of my lucky listeners $1,000 to buy an expensive new Dream Kimber with laser grips and extra ammo. That's right, five of you will take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. And it's completely free, but your chances to win end this Friday. There will be no guns next week. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your five free chances to win right now. It's that simple. You can enter in seconds and it's 100% free, but the USCCA will draw those winners soon. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss this, please. This is your absolute last chance. $1,000 is on the line. Go to armedandresponsible.com. Lock in your five chances to win right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow.com. The great Mike Lindell supports this program, and he supports you when he supports this program. He supports the right to bear arms. You've heard him as a guest on the show before. Please support him, MyPillow.com. Take advantage of the discount program. Get half off. Get the four pillows, the two giant pillows at half off, plus the two travel pillows. And guess what? That money comes back to us and helps support us and continue to grow this program. Not all of it, of course, but we get a nano penny on it on every sale. And it just, man, I tell you, he's under so much pressure. A lot of advertisers are under tremendous pressure by certain groups of people to not support programs like this. And when they do, we have got to give it back to them. SupportMyPillow.com. Use the promo code AAR, and you're helping everybody. Man, I've got a bunch of them in the house. So welcome back inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm talking with barbecue master, world-renowned Mr. Ben Lang himself. Ben, let's start with the cooker. Let's give out some recipes. Let me start by saying this before I turn you loose here directly to the listener. If you've ever seen an offset, we're talking about a stick burner here, an offset cooker. Some of you may know it as that. You've walked through Home Depot or whatever your favorite store is, or a Lowe's, and you've seen various store brands of the offset cookers with the smokestack up on the left, the cooking chamber, and then over to the right, you've got the offset box where your coals or your wood goes. This one, Theater of the Mind, with the reverse flow, you've got the same type design, except the smokestack is on the other side of the top of the cooking chamber closest to the firebox. That's the reverse flow, where the smoke comes down and heat comes down underneath the baffles, then comes up over the top of the cooking grates and back out that chimney, giving you, and what I can tell you from firsthand experience, is nearly perfect even heat throughout the cooking chamber. You don't have to constantly shift that meat from the hot side to the cool side, etc. That's what we're talking about with these stick burners. Ben Lang, welcome back. Tell us, what is a stick burner and how do we get the process started?
All right. A stick burner is split pieces of dry wood, usually hardwoods that are, you know, common to the area that you're in. You can use lump charcoal. It works fine as a base, and then use wood for flavoring. But the idea is you've got a thicker machine in a Lang barbecue smoker. It's quarter-inch material through and through, and it's all welded construction. So what happens is you've got to give it some warmth to get the temperature up. So you need some good lump charcoal or some good dry split wood to get the cooker hot. And in doing so, you got a bed of coals and embers, and then you can start cooking. You can load the meat up, and the cooker starts cooking. And as you're cooking, your burn times run about every 45, 50 minutes. You need to throw a stick of wood on a bed of coals to keep it going another 45, 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. Some folks prefer a 30-minute burn time, two small pieces. It's up to the individual. The idea is the heat flowing under and over the meat cuts down on the cooking times. In other words, you're not going to have near the effort in terms of producing heat and generating it for a long period of time like you do on other cookers. The Lang itself diminishes cooking times. I'm sure you've been able to find that out with yours.
Oh, I absolutely have. I thought I was doing something wrong, and I realized I'm cooking at 225, and I'm cooking better.
Yeah, exactly. The heat's is hotter, and it's rolling under and over the food, so it gets done in less time. What else you'll find about your smoker cooker, the Lang barbecue smoker cooker, is that it is also a grill. It gets hot enough to sizzle and sear any kind of food at any temperature. 350, you can cook a brisket or chicken legs quarters at 350, all at the same time and get perfect results. Folks in my cooker can cook a 5-6 hour brisket at 350 and it be jam up, sliced perfectly, tastes great, everything. Prime rib, doesn't matter. Now, don't get me wrong, you can low, slow cook at 250 and 225 and all those things for as long as you want and get dynamite results. But when the job needs to get done and you need to get it finished, you can crank the heat up to 300, and it's not going to hurt those pork butts one bit.
And it's easy to crank the heat up on the Lang because of the way the design is set up with the baffles on both sides plus the chimney. Everything is so precision. You can move that a quarter. And I did. I play with the cookers just for fun to learn how to work them. I love, to me, a hobby of mine is the fire management itself. And I spent a good 2 to 3 days to 4 days getting to know it before I even put meat on it. It was wonderful. All right, let's give a recipe out. What's a favorite recipe at your place?
Before we go to the recipe, let me share one last thing about your cooker.
Please do.
The cooker that you picked out is a model called a Hybrid Series. It's a 36 hybrid series. It's our famous 36 smoker cooker, and then in the same cylinder, separated from the smoker cooker, is a charcoal grill. So you can simultaneously do one or the other. That hybrid 36 series, this is the second year in a row it's won as a top 10 multi-purpose grill in the world, you know, in the nation, mm-hmm. by a category that's established for all 500 products they go through. So that model, that 36 hybrid, is that popular that it's got that award twice in a year, or twice in 2 years, you know.
And I love it because I'm smoking over on one side of it, and I did some jerk chicken, some laid out, you know, flat laid out chicken breast or whole chicken that was jerking over on one side over here over the direct heat, and I look at this thing and I think, look at this, I look magical. I love this thing. This thing is just absolutely beautiful.
Well, you know, talking about recipes now, like I told you in the beginning, you know, this cooker is so good, you can dust off an old recipe and it'll pop again. It'll jump like it's never jumped in terms of flavor. That's because of the way it punches flavor into food with that fat rendering on that griddle and that real moisture and flavor that's imparted in the food.
Can you give us a recipe real quick?
Here's what I was going to tell you about recipes. I'm going to give them a bunch of recipes. The best source of recipes is through our website with our recipe blog that's there at langbarbecuesmokers.com. There's a recipe blog there. There's also a social media area of Facebook's. The Lang Smoker Cookers Facebook site has lots of recipes on it. Also, the Lang Smoker Owners site has a lot of
tremendous
feedback.
Amount.
Yeah, feedback and recipes from individuals doing the cooking. It's amazing how, 3,000 or 4,000 of our customers are on one social media sharing tips and ideas, and it's become one of the biggest resources we've all had, just the ability to have everything right at your fingertips. And that's Lang Smoker Owners, and you're more than happy to take a look at that. You don't have to own the cooker to join it. You just can't be peddling anything on there. But it's moderated by the owners themselves.
And it's wonderful because I got a really warm reception on there when I first went out there, and I threw some photographs of what I was doing, and everybody's just thrilled. It's like, look, another family member. That's what it feels like. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. As far as recipes and stuff, it's the tried and true stuff that everybody's done. Just remember, less is more. Don't overdo it. Don't just keep putting stuff on it. Sprinkle it on there, put it on there in a manner that it does its job, but don't overdo it. I've asked winners of grand championships and at the end of the deal and ask them, say, well, what sets you apart from the other 150 folks here? Why did you win? And they'll tell me less is more. I didn't overdo it. I kept it real simple. And I can understand that. You know, my wife doesn't even like the food sauced up. I mean, she loves sauce, but she'd rather have it straight seasoned, cooked, coming right off the cooker like the Lang produces, the perfect bark and everything. That's her wheel. She loves that. That is exactly the way she wants it. Now, sauce, she wants it on the side. She'll dip all she wants. But the recipes are there to look at and glean from. A lot of good stuff through the years we've archived there for folks to go to. Everything from corned beef to smoked bologna. You know, everything.
Oh, that's one of my favorite. And that's something that is overlooked an awful lot. We've got 1 minute before the break. Let me tell you how I do mine to take it to the break.
Let me share something real quick on the recipe.
About 45 seconds. Go right ahead.
No problem. I wanted everybody to know and you to know this is our 30th year. So what we've done is we've got our signature series of sauces and rubs. It's an Old Yeller and an Original Red. And they're excellent for spicing up foods and making it pop. And you can blend them together and get results that's just second to none.
And can we get those on the Lang Barbecue Smokers site?
Yeah, everything's there at the website. One of our competition teams has done real well with ribs seasoning
Beautiful.
Up with the seasonings, too.
All right, we'll be right back with Ben Lang to wrap up this hour. I want to give you that bologna recipe. It's real simple to do, and it's something that's overlooked and is absolutely dynamite. And we'll talk more with Ben Lang from Lang Barbecue Smokers, langbbqsmokers.com, over Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're cooking.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a two-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washable and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a four-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed you are. Thank you, Mike Gallagher, for that rejoin. Appreciate it. Final segment of Hour 2 here on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast over Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're enjoying yours. Remember to check out all of our sponsors, please. You've got one last shot. I'm only going to tell you about it. And that's the one more hour. That's it. And that's armedandresponsible.com. Win one of those five $1,000 checks. It's free. It's kind of silly not to. I hope you've already done it by now. I hope I'm kind of being a little redundant here that you've already taken care of it. But armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Let's go very quickly back to Mr. Ben Lang. Ben from LangBarbecueSmokers.com. You can find everything talking about here, these incredible
machines. And that's what I like to refer to them as. These things are absolute cooking machines. Now, I've got the 36 Hybrid Deluxe Patio. And, Ben, you, when we were talking about this and I was going through what cooker to buy, you had mentioned to me you might want to consider jumping up to that 48 because your cooking needs are going to change. And you kind of got me with this one when you said, you have a boat, don't you? I said, yep. You said to me, don't you ever wish you had a bigger boat? I had to agree with you on that one. So can you make a suggestion before we go to a recipe real fast?
Well, when you look at the cookers, if you decide you need to up your game and get into this this type of grilling and capabilities, you want to make sure that you don't outgrow it as soon as you settle in. It's the worst thing in the world to get the best product in the world and find out, whoops, I should have got a little bigger one. You know, the ladies that help with the decisions in these cookers, they'll tell their husbands real quick, don't get the one that's too little. Get the bigger one if we need it, you know, because it's that kind of product.
And it's sound advice.
Yeah. And the other thing along that line is versatility. You get you a smoker cooker on a trailer or on a patio cart, that's the best thing in the world, and everybody that calls you to confirm you're coming over for the function, they'll say, well, great, well, don't forget to bring the cooker. And if you've got to pony it up in a trailer every time and you got to rent a U-Haul trailer to pull it off, you're real quick, you wish, oh, I should have got that little thing on a mobile trailer. I'd have been a lot better off, you know, because it's just, it's versatility. It really is.
Well, I'm going to tell you a true story. Just yesterday, a buddy of mine says, hey, I need your cooker on August 11th. We got to get it up the hill. Now, I don't have it on the utility trailer, so we're going to have to find a way to get it up the hill. But we will find a way to do it. But what you're saying is absolutely correct. Let me quickly go to that bologna recipe because I want to hear what you have to say about this. This is often very overlooked. A lot of people don't know that you can do this. But, folks, just when you get a chance, just buy you a big old hunk of bologna. Head up to your local grocery store. Get about 5 or 6 pounds, one big chunk. Now, what I do is I skewer it, maybe cross-hatch it, or just you want to run some knife, run a knife into about a half inch deep and cross-hatch that bologna all the way around it. What I do is I put some Worcestershire sauce on it, roll it in some rub, and then I'll stick it right directly on the cooker. And I'll let that thing go depending on what temperature. Ben, you take that thing off after it gets a good, you know, a good color on it. I mean, the bologna's already cooked, let's face it. And you slice that about quarter-inch, half-inch slices, and, man, you've got – it's just dynamite, isn't it?
Exactly. It doesn't take long, you know, an hour. So if you're talking about a roll of bologna, like a
right.
In case of a $25 roll of bologna, you can score it like you're talking about. You leave it in the tube, roll it in some mustard and rub if you need to, or like you were talking about there. But just run it on the smoker for an hour and a half or so. Just bring temperature up to 160 or so or 140. You're good. You're going to have plenty of smoke flavor in it, and it's so rich at that point once the smoke flavor's in it that you really want it deli shaved almost. I mean, the big chunks are like trying to eat too much, too big a piece of salmon. It's too euphoric. You know what I mean?
It really, really is. I mean, I've seen people eat it. I've gone with a chunk of it on white bread with mayonnaise. You can shave it like you're talking about really thin and get that really good, rich smoke flavor in it, and do whatever you want to do. Hell, you can serve it as a side. You can serve it as a main. You can put it as a sandwich. It's really versatile with what you can do, and most people have never thought about that. Now, I'll tell you, on the deluxe version that I have, the deluxe would be perfect. The warmer up there on those three racks would be ideal for doing a smoked bologna while you're finishing up a longer cook of something else, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that temperature about 160 to 180?
That's exactly right. It doesn't take a lot of cooking. You don't want all the you keep some of the fat in it. It's going to render a little bit, but really you're just after the smoke flavor in the meat in tandem with the bologna flavor. And beef bologna is good. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can use any kind of bologna.
Sure.
Pork and chicken combination or any of them. But yeah, the cooking with wood on a cooker like this, and then folks at home, they know how to cook. Most of them have used grills and know their way around it. You can get some great food off a grill. But a Lang gives you the consistency of being able to always get great food off of it, not just once in a while when you're holding your mouth right and the cooker did right for you that day. The Lang cooks great all the time. And it's
I couldn't have screwed up what I put on it if I tried. And I know what I'm doing here over many, many years. But, you know, this is not my first rodeo with a cooker and certainly not my first rodeo with a stick burner. It's my first rodeo with a real
stick burner. When I say real stick burner, I'm not knocking what you got, and I know you've got some great food coming off of what you bought in some of the stores and the box stores and everything else, and maybe even stepped up and got some of the other ones that are a little bit better than that. This one here is just far and beyond anything like that. And Ben, I got to tell you, should a cook be afraid that it didn't take 15 hours to do that brisket? Because that's what we've been told, low and slow, 225 for 15 hours. That's not necessarily true anymore, is it?
Well, it is to some extent for the purist, but no. I mean, the idea is to have it done proper, tender proper, moisture proper, flavor beyond compare, and perfect look and color and feel. And that's what our cooker provides. We know that it's the cooker. It's not us. It's the cooker. The cooker is what's made the magic in the food for the customers. That's why customers come back and buy more. Everybody you know is going to be inoculated with what you know about a Lang Smoker cooker in your center of influence out there with your cooking, and they're going to end up buying cookers. Let me tell you this quick story from yesterday.
Please.
A guy calls me yesterday from out in Los Angeles, and he says, you know, I got that 36 hybrid from you, but my brother's wanting to buy it from me, and I'm wanting to buy me a 36 stretch. And I said, well, that's a good thing. So I told him, took him through the whole thing. We talked about it. We talked about the difference between a 36 stretch, which is an in-between model, between a 36 and a 48. And I told him how the 48 was the same size and the money was the same. And so we talked about it and everything. And then later that afternoon, I got a call from the other brother. There's three of them. I had no idea. Yeah. And it turns out that one of the brothers bought the grill that the first brother had, and the other two wanted new ones. So that's the kind of product it is. Everybody wants one once they see what's going on. Not everybody can afford it from the get-go. Some folks have to plot and plan for it. Got to convince mama or whatever the case is. They've got to make it happen that way before they can just go out and buy it. But the Lang Smoker.
Oh, it's worth it.
It's the pinnacle of the quest for barbecue. That's exactly right.
It absolutely is. And the model, just so you know, listener, the model that I have starts at about $18.95, and you can go up from that and have all kinds of stuff custom. We've only got about a minute left. Right now, that music means we're having to call it quits. But, Ben, I want to thank you. Please promise you're going to come back throughout the summer as we're barbecuing and smoking while armed, right?
Anytime, man. Just let me know when I can help you.
Thank you. Lang Barbecue, LangBBQSmokers.com. That is Ben Lang himself. Please go check these things out. I'm a huge fan. I hope you enjoy what you see on the site. I know you will. If you have any questions, I've got one. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. You can also reach Ben Lang. You can call him right there, 800-462-4629. He'll take your phone call and say, hi, I heard you on the radio, and he'll answer your questions for you. Remember, until we come back in the next hour, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I'll see you in just a few minutes.
Just fill your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.